Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Boca represent.
I lotioned my uncle's ankles one time.
Did you?
The term pancake was copyrighted or something.
I need my fix. Monday from Friday to 2 to the 6. Hopman and Crowder, I tune in the bits. Competition going super intense. Both stations, man, I can't switch. Crowder don't quit. Hopman, I'm wrong. Download at odyssey.com. Shout out to Lana for bringing it strong. And everyone else that they bringing along.
I'm locked in to the Hawkman and Crowder Show. Boxed in with no options. I still find a way to get my daily dose. I'm on a mission for jokes. I'm tuning in on the road. I pull it up on my phone. I pull it up while at home. Alexa, like, leave me alone.
Alexa, play Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I've had enough of you.
Boneless?
Oh, no.
It's a flavor, though, huh?
Venus Williams here. Venus, what's up?
I'm butting your shirt, Twan.
Whoa.
Like I was going to say it was like a roller coaster, except roller coasters has highs and lows. It's just lows. It's just, whoa! And it never ends. Whoa!
It was one whoa when the ball was kicked off.
I see Brian Flores is speaking with the media on the monitor behind you, Solana. Can we pot it up just to see if he's saying anything interesting?
In terms of a lot of those blitzes that were coming from the edge, how responsible were the tight ends and the backs in those situations? And also, what was the receiver's roles in terms of their hot routes?
Their role was to catch it.
I mean, I'd have to, you know, we'd have to talk specifically on some specific plays, but, you know, there were some hots and sight adjusts that, you know, we didn't throw, that we should have thrown.
Do you know, Solana, if anyone has asked him yet about Tua? I mean, we kind of know what the reports are on his status. Has Coach Flores commented on it yet? Do you know?
I didn't hear it, but I imagine it was probably one of the first questions, and we caught this about 4 or 5 minutes in.
All right, so go ahead, pot it up again. Let's just hear what Flo is saying.
And then, you know, there was also some technique and fundamental issues.
You
mentioned the tight ends.
You think?
We'd have to talk specifically about, you know, any specific play. And there were some instances where they were in protection as well. But we got to do a better job, really, at all positions. So, side adjusts and hots, like you mentioned, that's part of it. You know, identification and, you know, look, they were kind of – they don't make it easy. Nobody makes it easy. But we got to be able to see it, recognize it, make the right ID, and get it blocked.
David Lang, Channel 10.
Oh, Dookie Lang.
Hey, Flo. You've seen Tua go through a lot in his first two seasons, just physically coming back from the hip and some of the other injuries. What can you tell me about Tua's toughness that you've seen, if it is a question of pain management, his ability to come back? What kind of toughness does Tua have?
Crowder's interested tough kid. In this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd say he's a very tough kid. I mean, he's just coming back from the hip. I think he got a thumb last year that he played through. He tried to go yesterday. Toughness isn't something that, you know, we question with him. He's going to do everything he can to get back as soon as he can. I have a lot of confidence in that. I think he's a tough kid for sure.
Hal?
Hi, I'm wondering if you could educate me a little bit on the subject of flak jackets. I know a lot of times when quarterbacks have rib injuries, they wear flak jackets. Is that a possibility for Tua? Or I have no idea whether these things are custom made and they take forever to make, or whether you're exploring that option.
You know, I think that's something we would look into. I think, you know, to be honest, Hal, I don't have a lot of, you know, familiarity with flak jackets. And, you know, I think sometimes it's, you know, personal preference for some guys who've dealt with some, let's call it, you know, rib type of injuries.
Crowder's
some guys just, you know, like to wear them because
you wear a flak jacket
protection.
You want to touch my lung?
Nope.
Oh.
I think that's definitely something we would look into, and yeah, I think we'd look into it.
You're talking about on your rib, right?
Jose,
thank you, Brian. I wanted to ask you about the second half yesterday. It seemed like after having a rough start, you were still pretty much in the game in halftime. Why wasn't your team able to step up in the second half and just continue to compete as Buffalo? Was it Buffalo stepping up a little bit, or was it you guys not making the adjustments? Thank you.
You know, we just didn't play well. I mean, I thought we just didn't play well. I think they, you know, they're a good team. You know, I think we need to give them credit. They did a lot of good things yesterday. We simply just, you know, whether it was communication, whether it was technique fundamentals, we didn't execute in the way we needed to. And, you know, we had some opportunities early. We didn't take advantage of them, and it kind of snowballed on us.
By the way, this is the upbeat portion of today's show.
Cam?
Hey, Flo, how are you? How much does maybe the O-line kind of what they're dealing with impact how you deal with Tua this week and come back with ribs? Obviously, that's not an injury you want to get hit with a lot.
I think, you know, we're making the corrections really at all positions. I don't think we kind of go into it thinking, hey, we need, you know, I think we're going to every game thinking we're going to get the quarterback protected. That's always a point of emphasis. Obviously, we didn't do that yesterday. So we'll make some adjustments to make sure that gets done. But no, that's not going to be part of, you know, Tua can go, he's going to go. And that's just kind of the kind of kid he is.
Daniel?
Hey, Brian, I also wanted to ask for a quick update. You said that the team is going to be running some tests on Jesse Davis and Jakeem Grant. Do you have any updates on how they're feeling, what do you expect them to practice this week?
You know, I think still running tests, but, you know, the early indications are, you know, promising, I would say, initially. So we'll hopefully see him out there on Wednesday, but nothing too serious with either guy.
Tim?
Brian, you kind of answered this a moment ago when you said if Tua can go, he'll go. Because it's your quarterback, because it's his left side, his throwing side, the side that theoretically would be more exposed, and knowing that the player is almost always going to say, I'm good, I want to play, I guess how much stock will you put into what his voice says this week? Or do you have to, because this is such a sensitive area for a guy, do you almost have to protect him from himself a little bit too?
I think that's part of the, you know, our conversations, and, you know, as coaches, that's part of our responsibility, is to kind of not put the player in a position where he would and protect the player from himself, like you mentioned. That's always part of the conversation and, you know, part of our process. So, you know, and knowing that if he's out there, then we feel comfortable with him being out there.
All right, that's we're going to monitor. We'll monitor the press conference. When I say we, Solana.
So I don't keep one ear on Brian Flores. Because he really started like 5 minutes before two. I just wanted to listen in a little bit. But Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post did tweet out, Brian Flores said, we are still running tests on Tua. He's still in a good deal of pain. We'll call him day to day. And then Joe Shad says that Brian Flores also said Will Fuller has returned to the team. And I feel like they could have used him yesterday.
Can he catch?
Anyone with hands they could have used yesterday.
Yeah, does he have nubs on the end of his forearms, or can he catch a football? That was embarrassing.
Woo! It was a weekend. That was a bad weekend of football here in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. Specifically, we've got 4 hours today. We're down to 3 hours and 50 minutes, but we've got 4 hours. We will try to talk about the Canes and Dolphins as best we can, but I am telling you this. No one wants to walk out of here at 6 p.m. weeping. So we're going to try to have some fun, God damn it.
You came in wide open, huh? You got that big-ass Star Cups cup, huh? You got that caffeine in you, baby. Star Let's
Cups.
Go.
I went to Star Cups.
Isn't that called Star Cups?
Star Cups. Well, I can't afford the Starbucks. I went Star Cups. It's a little, you know, it's not as good. We're having fun today, God damn it.
Yes.
Anyone that doesn't want to have fun can blow it out their butt. You know, Manny Navarro from The Athletic tweeted out, Pro Football Focus, this is about the University of Miami, Pro Football Focus has the University of Miami down for 30 missed tackles versus Michigan State. The Canes had 21 missed tackles versus Alabama and another 15 missed tackles versus Appalachian State. 66 missed tackles in three games.
Well, I need to talk to him because what if the player wasn't even trying to hit the ball carrier? Is that guy a missed tackle?
That guy glitched. I just have to say,
if you're not trying to tackle the ball carrier, it cannot be counted as a missed tackle.
Victor Bermudez is here working already for the Canes broadcast next Saturday for Central Connecticut. And we were talking about this meme that has gone wild, this video clip. Is it number 26? Is it Gervin Hall?
I didn't check if it was Gervin Hall, but it is.
Number
is it
26.
Steve? Yeah, it's Gervin Hall.
It's Gervin Hall. Steven saying it's Gervin Hall. Happy birthday, Steven, by the way.
Hey.
I said to Vic, can you look and see if he played offense in high school? I'm not kidding you, because for a moment there, he saw a guy with a ball and glitched to, I need to block for him. I am not kidding you.
Yeah.
I bet you he played on the offensive side of the ball because there's no other explanation.
Hawk, you don't think you're on offense when you're on defense. I see how you can watch that clip and reach to something.
What is the other explanation on that?
He was scared.
Stop.
He's not scared of the ball carrier. He was scared that guy was going to crack block him. You saw color coming from his right.
But
the ball carrier was in front of him. You played
linebacker. Aren't you you're waiting for that, aren't you?
Yes.
As a linebacker, wherever you are on defense, aren't you waiting for someone to be running at you so that you can knock them on their ass?
Throw the shoulder in their chest, make them spit up blood. Yes, that's what we do. This man was scared to get blocked, and he chose because you address a blocker, right? Like when you're at linebacker, a lineman comes up on you. They call it address the blocker. You can't just let him push you where he wants to. You have to go up and hit him. But when the running back is right next to you, the blocker is secondary in your mind. He addressed the blocker before making a tackle. That's on the coaches. Like, I can't say this man starting in the ACC for the University of Miami and doesn't know when to tackle and when to address.
That's why I think he just forgot where he was for a moment.
No.
There's no way that was – there's no way he made a conscious decision to not tackle the ball carrier.
And this is what I'd have to say, and this is just me being flabbergasted by watching that clip. He's never been in that situation before. And who does that fall on? If your starting nickelback, starting safety, has never been in a situation where somebody's running a little tunnel screen on him. You should have done that at practice once or twice with Hall. That was embarrassing. But no, you said we're talking about Dolphins and Canes today. You might get confused who we're talking about.
You're 100% correct.
We better say Canes every 15 seconds or Dolphins because both the hell and the coaches are not, I'm not giving them immunity. The players on both sides of the field. Both sides of the field, both teams, the players lost those games and the players were embarrassed. They were out-schemed. They were out-adjusted. But the players were not making any damn plays. And the Dolphins, dropping the ball in the NFL is embarrassing.
I mean, Devontae Parker had a sure touchdown.
Albert Wilson did too. That out on the 4-yard line.
He'd have gone in.
He would have caught that ball and ran in the end zone. The guy that was that could have tackled him was covering somebody else. That would have been 14-14 at half.
But you know what? I'm not going to say that the coaches are not accountable, because I think that there's some serious questions that need to be asked about Manny Diaz. Mm-hmm. I think there are some serious questions that need to be asked about Blake James as the athletic director. If you look at the athletic program in totality, and nothing is going to anger me more than the Dolphins continually going for it on fourth down when you know they're not going to get it. But fourth and two, to give the ball to Malcolm Brown, I almost ripped a hole in my 85-inch TV. Malcolm Brown, did you see what he did in preseason?
Got to go to the closer.
The closer? He closes you out of any chance of getting the first down?
4 turnover on downs. I know there's no team in the NFL that has failed 4 fourth down conversions in one game.
We've talked about it, I think, before, where, like, you have to pull something out that you know is going to work. And by the way, to me, if you're just going to hand the ball off, I understand Malcolm Brown is big. I give it to Myles Gaskin. He's slippery.
He's better. Yeah, yeah. Whatever makes him better is what I'm – yes, give the ball to Myles Gaskin.
Also, Xavien Howard is worth every damn dollar that he wanted and more.
The defense? This – my biggest hang-up talking about the Dolphins game today – was what I'm about to say. The defense played well. 35 points given up. And that's why I know, don't cuss me out. I know somebody's in their car cussing. The defense played well. Josh Allen, 179 passing yards.
It was pedestrian.
35 rushing yards. 214 yards out of the runner-up of NFL MVP last season on the ground and through the air. But they were getting those short-ass fields because we kept going forward on fourth down knowing we were going to make. First time, second time, third time.
Everyone knew they weren't going to make it.
You're not going to make it.
It was driving me crazy. Everyone knew they weren't going to convert on fourth down. It was driving me crazy. I had tweeted out at halftime, halftime is going to be the Dolphins defense fighting the offense in the locker room. Because at halftime, it was still close, and the offense was just giving points away. It was Oprah, right? Yeah. You get points. You get a drop.
I don't know who their testosterone-filled defender is, but I'm sure there was some conversation at halftime about what's going on.
I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
I would imagine.
I've been a part of something. That's a bad feeling there.
All right, this is –
I'm telling it now. You argue, text in, tweet me if you want to, Official Crowder. The defense played well.
Somebody tweets, please rip Hawk for his idiotic logic on the Jets bet, which was basically someday the Jets will beat Belichick. Why not Sunday? Yeah, I was wrong on that one. But I didn't bet the money line.
Is Zach Wilson?
We took it +6. We took the Jets +6.
Zach Wilson's colorblind. He just throws it to anybody that's standing by themselves.
All right, let's do headlines real quick because we do have a lot of stuff to get to today. Part of what we just talked about there was part of the fun that we're going to have today, goddammit. Real quick, Solana, can we get headlines real quick?
They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade. 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Also brought to you by Exergen, where accuracy matters. COVID-19 is a dangerous threat, and vaccines aren't enough to protect you. Since fever is the leading sign of COVID-19, you need an accurate thermometer. Try Exergen, backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exergen.com. Tonight, Monday Night Football, Packers Lions, 8:15 p.m. Green Bay is an 11.5-point favorite at home. The Dolphins are going to be in Las Vegas on Sunday. Vegas is a 4-point favorite right now. By the way, Manny Diaz said he's concerned for quarterback Derek King, as King awaits a medical appointment tomorrow. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, he obviously landed hard on his shoulder. He toughed it out. He has been, just a workhorse for 3 games.
The team.
He has been the team.
Bingo.
For 3 games, Derek King.
Yeah.
Inter-Miami lost 4-0 on Friday to New York. They'll play again Wednesday. And the Marlins, they were the lone winner it seemed like over the weekend. They beat the Pirates 6-5 yesterday. Walk off in the 10th, Lowen Diaz. They'll begin a three-game series versus Washington today. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center.
I'm pretty sure you could give Marlins scores December 18th on this show, and neither Crowder nor I are paying enough attention to them to know that they really wouldn't have been playing.
I'll walk off in the tent.
Yeah, just go ahead and do that. Like, all the way through December, all the way through January, just give made-up Marlins scores, okay? And see if we acknowledge that you're just that baseball season's not even on.
I could make up scores, though. I could have said the Marlins won 117.
But I want you to do it when MLB, when the World Series has been over for at least 3 weeks. I want you to give us Marlins scores and see if it just registers with either of us.
I yell, "Let's go fish!" about twice a week. That's my entirety of.
But you're talking about actually, you're talking to your son. Let's go fish, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like you yell it on Saturday mornings. Let's go fish.
Come on, Marlins. Let's go, baby. You're only 18 games back.
From the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, called 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Nice and sunny outside right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
All right. We're going to bring John Michaels on in the next segment. And John Michaels, if you listen to this show, you know he's a very passionate Canes fan. Grew up down here. He's got the Canes logos tattooed all over his body. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He flew down this weekend for the Canes-Michigan State game.
And he's upset.
He's slightly upset.
He's upset.
So part of the fun that we're going to have today, goddammit, is bringing on John Michaels here in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no!
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like I said, John Michaels. So we all know, if you listen to the show, he hosts mornings at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. But he is born and raised in South Florida. And this dude, who's tattooed with the Canes logo, who named his son Kane.
Oh, my goodness.
He flew from Atlanta to Miami to watch the Canes-Michigan State game Saturday.
I would give him the heads up not to cuss, but I know he's a professional, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't cuss, John Michaels. Cuss. John Michaels is with us. Okay, so how'd you feel about your trip down to Miami?
Take out the 3 hours from noon to about 3 o'clock. It was awesome. Got to hang out with some great people during the tailgate. Cutler Ridge Lass, Monster X, you know, Firestick G, Mondo, you name them. Shout out to Derek Coe, who hooked me up with front row seats right where the team was coming out of town. Everything was great. Everything was great. Then we kicked off the game, and I saw the same crap that I've seen all 3 weeks this year. And then I listened to 560 this morning and heard Manny Diaz with all the same nonsense excuses. And here we are. We're on this hamster wheel of mediocrity for what now, year 15, 16 in a row? My goodness, Miami sucks. We are terrible at college football right now.
I feel like if you name yourself Firestick, you're asking for trouble. Just a thought I have. I just feel like you become much easier to track.
Somebody's going to test you.
You become much easier to track. Why can't they tackle, John? Why can't the Hurricanes tackle?
Well, judging by Gervin Hall, they're taught to run away from the guy that actually has the ball to go run. Channing, you played in the NFL. You played at a very high level at Florida. You played a very high level in the NFL. I've never in my life seen a safety who's running up to make a tackle suddenly turn into a Madden video game and glitch to the right. What the hell happened there? Oh, my goodness. Like, that's a play that should go for 1 yard. That goes for about 60. And it really changes the tenor of the game because Michigan State goes down and scores and takes the lead. And as we've known for all Manny Diaz team, unless they're winning, they don't play very efficiently. I've never seen a team tackle this bad. I think Pro Football Focus had it that Miami through the first 3 weeks of the season has missed the most tackles in all of college football. And that's a number that surprises absolutely nobody that's actually watched the game. Effort sucks. Execution sucks. Lane integrity sucks. You name whatever they're doing on defense, and our great new defensive coordinator, oh, his name's Manny Diaz, obviously is not teaching them anything. I guess rolling on a tire on top of a pad does not teach kids how to tackle in college football. Who would have thought that?
And John, just after my, you know, my gut-cramping laughter of watching the play, Joe evaluated. And Hawk asked me in the first segment. He was like, what happened? He's never been put in that situation before. That would have to be like with the ball carrier running at you and a blocker coming to hit you, the ball carrier usually takes precedent over a blocker because the blocker doesn't have the ball. I don't know why I'm explaining this.
I have a theory, John. My theory is Gervin Hall must have played offense in high school. I'm not kidding you. And he didn't do that intentionally. He forgot the game situation. He thought he was on offense blocking for the ball carry. He thought he laid out someone. And I'm not kidding. You think I'm joking. I think he forgot where he was.
Here's the worst part, Hawk. He didn't even lay the guy out. He ended up on his ass. I mean, you ran over there and got dump trucked. This is the same kid that Nick Saban took a helicopter to Palm Beach Lakes High School to try to recruit. I bet you Nick Saban's glad that Gervin Hall didn't get on said helicopter. But I'll say this in fairness. Gervin was a star in high school, Palm Beach Lake, where I went to high school. I guarantee if Gervin Hall was at Alabama, that kid is being talked about as an NFL draft choice. Whatever they are teaching these kids. Bubba Bolden is worse today than he was last year in the first snap he took at Miami. Gervin Hall was better as a sophomore than he is right now. I guess he's a senior. I've lost track of where these kids are. Gervin Hall has one interception in his career. Why in the hell is that kid wearing number 26? Manny Diaz, do us a favor. You won't change lineups. You're afraid to play guys like Leonard Taylor. James Williams gets two or three snaps. Do us all a favor. Walk in and tell Gervin Hall, look here, buddy. 26 is now getting taken off your chest. You can wear 2.6. You can wear 0.26. I don't care if you wear 260. You should never, ever be able to wear Sean Taylor's number running over and take. We became the laughing stock of ESPN for that play. We are literally at the bottom of the barrel. This is worse than the Al Golden era, and I never thought I'd hear that again.
And you bring up Al Golden. I was going to ask, was this the, what was that, Clemson, the 55-0? 58-0. Was this the 58-0? What, the numbers weren't as bad, but was this as embarrassing as that Al Golden 58-0?
I know Michigan State's improved, and Mel Tucker's done a good job. 20 transfers. They play tough. They play physical. there aren't five kids on that team that Miami probably even would have recruited. I know it's not 58-0. There were a lot more people here than were there at that Clemson game. But I'm watching a team going against a Michigan State team. By the way, in year two of the Mel Tucker rebuild, a Michigan State team last year that lost or won exactly two games, that got blown out by Greg Schiano's Rutgers team last year, suddenly walks into our facility in the fourth quarter, and this is the second hottest game I've ever been to in my life. My wife made us move the club seat. She goes, I can't take it. If we sit here any longer, she literally was going to pass out from heat exhaustion. Thank goodness my buddy Carlos up in section 217 had two extra tickets and we went up there. I watched Michigan State as we lazily put our fours up because it was the cool thing to do in the 80s. There ain't a kid on this team that believes the fourth quarter's ours. A Big Ten team in September in Miami took your lunch money in the fourth quarter. Yes, this is the Al Golden 56-0 game. There's nothing Manny Diaz can do to come back from this. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear that the ACC is still attainable. North Carolina and Virginia are going to hang 40-plus on this sorry-ass defense. I don't know now that you can beat Virginia Tech. I don't know that you can beat Georgia Tech. I see two winnable games left on the schedule for sure. Central Connecticut this week and Duke. Every other game now is a toss-up or Miami's going to be an underdog. They have no dog in them. They have no fight. And I think Big Julius said it best in Remember the Titans. Attitude reflects leadership. Our leadership is lacking from the athletic department all the way down. It's time to make wholesale sweeping change. You want to get Julio Frank out of there as well? Get them all out of there because our sports programs, they stink from top to bottom.
Not certain you can remove the president of the university over a football game. Maybe the athletic director and the coach. John Michaels is with us from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. So, obviously, you're done with Manny Diaz. There's nothing he can do this season that's going to change your mind, it seems like. Blake James, the athletic director, I mean, you look at the state of the basketball program, which seems to be underperforming a lot, the baseball program. You're done with Blake James, it sounds like, as well.
Both of those guys, quite frankly, I was done with a while ago. When Blake James, and I went back and I wanted to make sure I wasn't misremembering my own thoughts. I went back to a text string I had with somebody talking about when Mark Richt was let go. And I literally in that said, Mario would have been my number one. Butch Davis would have been number two. I'm not enamored with the Manny hire. But as always, I said, I'll see what he does. You know, maybe he ends up being better. Blake James, I don't know that he's qualified for this job. No, I'm not qualified for the job. I don't have the education behind it. But I look at Jim Morris walked away, and the baseball program was at the lowest point it had been in 40 years. You went back-to-back years without making the NCAA tournament. Year one of Gino Damari was good. You made it to the regionals, you lost. I think the COVID year, you had a legit College World Series team. You lose a lot to the draft. And last year was an unmitigated disaster to where you have your best player, or one of your best players in Alex Terrell, transfer into FSU. Basketball got screwed a little bit by the Adidas scandal that we really had nothing to do with. But I have a problem when I see kids leaving the program as freshmen, four stars that are getting playing time. There's a disconnect there. Who's directly responsible for bringing these guys in? Blake James. The biggest thing, though, is he botched the football hire. If Manny was your guy, fine. At least publicly go out and actually interview people. Maybe you interview people and realize the in-house candidate isn't as good as the guy that maybe wants the job. We've heard Dan Mullen wanted the job allegedly twice. We never gave him the job. Mike Leach has died for the job. Now, I'm not a huge Leach guy, but you at least could have given him another interview. Mario would have loved to come back here 3 years ago. Now, you're probably going to have to pay $20 million to get him. That's on Blake James. You now have driven the football program to the point of apathy. There may not be 5,000 people at the game this upcoming week against Central Barber College or whoever the hell we're playing. It is ridiculous where the program has fallen. It's gotten to the point, guys, where literally the only good thing about Saturdays is the tailgates beforehand, because when the game kicks off, it's a lot of yelling and screaming.
And John, I'm not even like I'm just a question. I'm not on either side of it, because I remember when Jim McElwain was at UF, and I don't forgot what game it was, but after the game, I was like, I don't care if I ever see him again in my life. Just take him off of my screen, take him off of my sideline. But what is the advantage to firing a coach midseason? Like, does it help if they were to get rid of Manny, even and Blake, like if they made that big change, what's the advantage of doing it now?
I think the biggest thing is recruiting's changed. You know, even 5 years ago, you didn't have the early signing period, so you could fire a guy at the end of November when the regular season's over. You hire somebody by mid-December, you still have time to cobble together a recruiting class. You keep this staff in tow, and the recruiting class isn't even all that big right now for 2022 to begin with. What are you selling recruits? Like, if you were a recruit at that game, it was a half-empty stadium, which is normal, and then you underperform to a middle-of-the-road Big Ten team. And then you sell the excuse that we, our offensive line, we out-hit, or our defensive line out-hit them. Really? I watched the running back go for a $1.80. The salesman aspect right now is wearing off, and I think kids right now are going to realize, look, we don't want to go there. They're nowhere close to winning a national title, nevertheless winning an ACC title along the way. They're just not a good program. So I think the school could tell you now, hey, we get rid of the guy. You tell the recruits, hold tight. We're going to go get the type coach to turn this around. And the Board of Trustees or whoever's got the purse string, you got to open it up. This is a $5 million minimum hire, and I'm talking about annual salary and anything else. You look, you got to pay $10 million to buy out Mario Cristobal, and you feel he's the guy, go do it. You need to pay Lane Kiffin $8 million to come here, go do it. You cannot be cheap because the program right now, I hate to admit it, it's irrelevant. And unfortunately for me, I bought into the offseason hype once again. I've always said, though, you got to start winning on Saturdays in September, October, and November. Once again, we're sitting at 1-2, not doing that.
Could still win the Coastal. John Michael, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. And if Saturday wasn't bad enough, you had to sit through your Falcons game. We had to sit through our Dolphins game. What a weekend, John. What a weekend.
Yeah. We spend 9 months waiting for football to get here to do this to ourselves. And I was talking to Solana beforehand. He goes, you go to the Dolphins game. Honestly, this will tell you how much I care about the Falcons this year. I forgot they had a 4 o'clock game when I booked my flight back, and I go, oh, damn, I could have stayed for the Dolphins game. Thank goodness I was on a flight at 10 a.m. because I would have been even more miserable. The Falcons game, the best thing is I took a nap in the second half because I knew what was going to happen. I knew Brady would shove it to us. I did exactly that. So I went to bed about 7:30 yesterday afternoon, and I was good.
What a weekend. John Michaels.
Hey, the Heat starts soon.
Yeah, the Heat starts soon.
The Heat soon.
Kyle Lowry's wearing number 7. How dare he?
There we go.
John Michaels. Follow him on Twitter if you want Hurricanes opinions. He is nothing if not passionate. John Michaels U. He is looking for reimbursement for his trip to Miami this weekend. Boy, what a wasted weekend trip, man.
Brought the whole family.
It was just a terrible weekend trip.
The worst part is my Airbnb, Friday, I go to check into this Airbnb, and it was like I was in a snuff film. I had to back out of the Airbnb and go get – I ended up staying at the Hilton in Fort Lauderdale Marina.
Was that bad?
My wife is a little bit bougie, but even I, who have stayed in some really seedy hotels throughout my life, I walked in and I go, what in the hell is this? An Airbnb nice enough to refund my money. Let's just say I was told I was staying at a waterfront loft. They pictured it as if it was like a nice one-bedroom apartment. It was a hallway with a dirty couch and an even dirtier bed that I think was on either a canal or a water runoff. It was not waterfront at all. So, yes, it was a miserable weekend.
Runoff.
It's exactly
it was a good harbinger of things to come, John.
Come on, baby.
It was terrible. But the rest of the weekend was fun. Like I said, saw some good people. The wife enjoyed Fort Lauderdale. Next time I'll communicate with you guys better so we can all hang out at some point.
I had no idea that John – and now I remember him telling us he was coming in, but all of a sudden on Twitter I see he posts a picture from the parking lot at a tailgate. I'm like – so I tweet him. I'm like, are you in town? I'm like, I would have come to the game if I knew you were in town.
I was in the Keys. Better. I caught a 40-pound dolphin and ate tuna. I think I had a better weekend than all
you.
Of us. Yeah,
I think you
yeah.
did.
Yeah, there was a weekend that I thought I was going to be able to talk trash because Central Florida blew a game. Florida State did what they did. The Gators lost. I said, all right, we lost too. I just had to sit here and be quiet and take it.
John Michael, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Thank you, John.
Anytime, guys.
There you go. That's part of the fun that we're having today.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What am I missing on the Dolphins line for next Sunday in Vegas? Why are the Dolphins only getting 4 points in Vegas? The Raiders are 2-0. Yeah. They look good. Derek Carr looks good. The Dolphins, you don't even know if they're going to be playing Tua or Jacoby Brissett. And I don't think it matters if the offensive line stays the same. Why would they only be getting 4 points on Sunday?
And they beat the Steelers yesterday.
I'm really confused by that line because I saw it last night. I saw the line open at Vegas -4. And I said, by the time we do the show today, it's going to be Vegas -7 because everyone's going to jump on that line. And it doesn't look like anybody's jumped on that line. So, and normally the home team gets 3 points. So they're essentially saying the Dolphins are 1 point worse than the Raiders. What am I missing there?
Oh, you just killed my response to saying, well, let's bet the Raiders then if you feel that way. But
I want to bet the Raiders.
I'm saying because what we saw, that offensive line is not good. They have a guy named Carl Nesbitt who was killing the Steelers yesterday, just like, who is it, Milano? Some dude, who's 58 for the Bills? Milano destroying our entire offensive line. Hawk, I'm with you. And it's not overreaction.
I just don't know what I'm missing on that line. Did you look at that line, Solana, and go, that's a little off?
I did see that line, and I thought it was crazy. Not only did they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh yesterday, they beat the Ravens on Monday Night Football and looked good. It wasn't a fluky win. The Ravens just beat the Chiefs last night on Sunday Night Football.
It was a great game last night, by the way.
That's how good this Oakland or Las Vegas team
looks. I don't understand what I'm missing on that, but we'll talk about it throughout the week. I think it's going to change. I might think we have to jump on this a little bit early.
Think long, think wrong is what I've heard in my past.
Right. So maybe it's 2:54 now. Maybe by 2:57, this thing is locked and loaded.
We didn't kill him yesterday, Hawk. Let's be honest.
Well, we had Kansas City Chiefs first half -2.5. Look at us. We ended on a high note. On a high note. In the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk plenty of Canes and Dolphins. In the 3 o'clock hour, Aronde Gadsden, who had two of the best hands the Dolphins have ever seen at receiver. He's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm guessing the drops yesterday were driving Aronde Gadsden crazy.
And he's a receiver coach.
Has to be beside himself.
He has an ulcer.
So
let's send him some Pepto. He has an ulcer today.
We'll talk with Aronde Gadsden in the 3 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Oh, no.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.